Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host once again on this Friday afternoon. Glad to have you along. Today, my guests are here from The Music Machine. We're going to find out it's more than just music at The Music Machine, but we have Janet Carr Campbell, who is the director and founder of The Music Machine. Welcome to the show, Janet.
Thank you.
We also have one of the performers. We have Abby Webster, who is performing in The Music Machine. She is here with us. Welcome to the show, Abby.
Hi, thank you so much.
So, Janet, let's talk with you to begin with. The Music Machine, many people know about it, but some people may not be familiar with it. So give us a little bit of background. We have a show opening next week, opening the 3rd, running through the 6th at the Discovery Theater. Give us some background and especially tell us about what this year is special for.
Well, this is the 35th annual Music Machine. And we're so thrilled because it's a good opportunity for kids to show off what they've learned in the 6-week summer workshop program.
And you have more than just one workshop. You have all kinds of things, don't you?
We have Music Machine. We have Dance Machine. We have Mini Music Machine. In previous years, we had a Puppet Machine, Behind the Scenes Machine. We teach American Musical Theater style of song and dance. And we give kids performance experience. And most of all, we help them feel good about themselves and be in a member of a confident team.
And Abby, this is your 4th year, right?
Yes, it is my 4th year.
So I guess it works.
I hope so.
Yes.
So tell us about your experience, Abby.
Well, I joined when I was 11, and I had loved to sing ever since I was very small. And this was, I'm not a big dancer. I don't like to do like dancey dance stuff. So this was a good opportunity for me to be in my comfort zone and yet grow as a musician and performer because there's moves involved, which is really nice because it helped me grow into being more comfortable for dancing.
So do you? I know you're not in the Dance Machine. You're just in the Music Machine, but
I
there
am,
is
yes.
some dance and movement in the Music Machine.
There
lots
is.
Of
it.
Lots of movement, yeah.
So Janet is pretty sneaky here.
She's
getting Abby to dance without
she
really
got me
dancing.
That's right. She didn't even think she could, and she's fabulous, so...
So you say this is musical theater type music.
Yes.
Give us some examples of some of the songs you'll be doing.
Well, this year in our opening, we're doing another opening, another show. We're doing comedy tonight. We're doing some songs from The Music Man, The Wiz, Enchanted. We're doing a big medley at the end of the first act that is all about friendship and friends with a variety of songs on the subject. And everything is staged and choreographed. And our kids are ages 6 to 18, divided into 3 different performing groups.
So you have Music Machine 1, 2, and 3. And also Dance Machine
1, 2, and 3. And some kids are in both music and dance. Some choose to be in just one or the other. And then we also have Mini Music Machine, which is the 3 to 6-year-olds. But they don't perform in the August performances. They've already done their shows.
I see. And Abby, so you are, which one are you in?
I am in group 3.
The older group.
The oldest group, yes. So that one's ages 12 to 18.
And where do they go after they graduate from Music Machine, Janet?
Well, actually, they can come back and be a part of the alumni number this year. This is our 35th year, so we decided to pull from our past performers, and we have about 25 adults, some of whom have their own children in the program currently. And they're going to be performing at our Friday night performance on August 5th, and they're doing a medley from the musical Grease. And so we have the adults that used to be kids in the program singing and dancing again. And it's so fun to watch them get reacquainted with each other and with something that they loved growing up.
You have some people from the very first Music Machine in
this.
Yes,
indeed.
That must be pretty interesting for them to see. Have they been coming back every year to see your shows?
Many of them have. Many of them take several years off and you don't hear from them, and then they resurface. This is the second time that we've done an alumni number. We did one 5 years ago at year 30, and everybody had such a great time that they said, we need to do it every 5 years. So we've been doing that.
Abby, are you showing off for these folks, these alum? Showing what you can do now?
Yeah. Well, I actually haven't seen the performance yet. I'm super excited to see it because I love the musical Grease, and I'm really excited to see the older people have a little taste again. So I'm really excited to see that part.
All these old fogies out there.
It's pretty funny, actually. The alumni rehearsals, which have been in the evening, so the children haven't been involved in them. My daughter, Carly Campbell, choreographed it, and we've been having a lot of fun. You know, there's a pivot. We used to do pivots in Music Machine when I was 7, you know. And so there's been a lot of kind of the walk down memory lane. And it's neat to see that these adults see the value of what the program meant to them. Many of the people who are back for the alumni number, they did Music Machine and Dance Machine for a number of years. That's the one thing about this program, kids come back to it.
I bet they do.
And they look forward to it. They make friendships, special, you know, social connections with their Music Machine friends. And it's just a real positive kind of family feel to it. And it teaches kids to feel good about themselves and do something positive in the summer.
Sounds great. For those just tuning in, we're talking about the Music Machine. My guests are Janet Carr Campbell, who's the director and founder of it, 35 years ago, my goodness. And also we're talking with Abby Webster, who was in the Music Machine 3, the older group, performing this August 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th in the Discovery Theater downtown in the Performing Arts Center. Abby, what's your favorite song that you're singing in the show?
Ooh, my favorite song. Well, there's lots of them. I love stuff from The Music Man. We're doing like lots of cool songs. The whole beginning is spoken parts. So that's kind of really cool how they all fit together. And that's really fun. But my favorite would probably have to be Enchanted. We get to wear these long, beautiful skirts that flow when we move. And that part's really
fun. They get to dance with an imaginary partner.
Oh, yes. Interesting.
Yes. So since Group 3 this year only has women in it, young ladies.
Yes.
So when they are dreaming of their prince, it truly is a dream.
That must be really interesting to imagine dancing that way. It must really excite the imagination.
It's great.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Jack Clouchy is the choreographer of that particular piece, and he helps me with about half of the choreography of the show is Jack, and he's fabulous, and he's really great with encouraging each of the performers to find a personal connection to making the story come alive to them and therefore transfer that to our audience.
Well, that's what makes musical theater more than just a music review, is when the actor connects to the character and the song comes from character. Abby,
exactly.
Are you finding that in your case?
Yes.
Yeah, especially in Enchanted. During that particular number, he made us come up with the prince, his exact height, his eye color, everything. We like described him. So it would feel very real when we were dancing with him. So that was really nice to have that kind of view on that particular mm-hmm. dance.
Yeah. Yeah, he's really great on doing that. We also have great choreographers in Dance Machine. Jesse Embley, Carly Campbell, Stephen Grantier comes every year from Underground Dance and he does a hip hop number. And those girls are working up a sweat, I'll
yes,
tell you
they
what.
Are.
They're working hard and they're having fun.
Well, how many people are performing in this?
There will be 73 kids on stage, plus we have live music, piano, and drums. And then, of course, the Dance Machine numbers, there's 48 people in the Dance Machine.
And I understand that the beginning of the show has a featured number with you and Abby. Tell us about that.
Well, we've always started the show with me coming forward in the curtain and singing about what? A 30-second song that leads into the kids. And it's nice for me to be able to do it not at the piano because I play the piano for the rest of the show. So each year we feature one of our performers who is able to play the piano, and Abby's fabulous.
Yeah.
So this year it's Abby. So she starts the show with the drummer, and they accompany me as I sing, and then I travel to the piano, and I don't really push her off the bench.
No.
I just gently encourage her.
She says, get out. It's my turn.
And I play the rest of the show. So,
yeah.
Abby, tell us more about, you've been now with 4 years with the Music Machine. Mm-hmm. How have you grown with this?
Well, like I said, I was not comfortable with movement and singing all at the same time. So it was really nice to be able to grow, but still stay in that comfort zone of being able to sing. But then it helped me get more comfortable dancing and singing at the same time, which is a big part in musical theater.
You know, do you, I imagine, and I'm not sure about this, do the older students, Abby, do you serve as role models, as mentors for the younger ones, or are they kept separate?
No, they very much serve as role models. In fact, when we get to the Performing Arts Center, all the Group 3 kids have a Group 1 buddy in the dressing rooms, mm-hmm. and they're to look out for each other. We actually tell the Group 1 kids that they're taking care of the Group 3 kids, and then we tell the Group 3 kids they're taking care of the Group 1 kids. Group 2 kids are on their own.
I was going to say, who takes care of the Group 2 kids?
They have to take care of themselves.
Maybe the alum can take care of the Group 2 kids.
There you go. Perfect.
Yeah. So, Janet, this is your 35th year doing this.
Yep.
This is an unfair question. How do you keep going? I mean, how do you keep the spark alive? Has it ever become drudgery to you, or is it always just so alive to you?
I just love it. It's great to see the excitement on the kids' faces. It's great to see them learning things and working hard and being focused and coming up with a polished product. I mean, people who have not seen The Music Machine are often think it's going to be kind of a little rinky-dink kid show, and it really isn't. It's a full-length show, and the kids do amazing things, and they learn to take care of themselves on stage and off stage in terms of being responsible about their props, how to get to their dressing room, how to change from their Music Machine outfit to their Dance Machine outfit. They just learn so many things. They grow in so many ways. And when I started The Music Machine 35 years ago, I was thinking, it'll be cool. I love music. We can do song. We can do dance. We'll have fun. It never occurred to me that there would be so many ways that this would develop these young people as a complete person. And I have heard that time and time again from the parents, just, my child's more confident. My child doesn't mind getting up and doing a book report. My child's the first one to raise their hand saying they want to lead the Pledge of Allegiance at school in front of everybody, or whatever the situation is. So it's just, I think it's the approach we use. It's not scary. It's fun. And we work hard, but we have a good time.
Unfair question two here. You having the alum come back.
Mm-hmm.
How have they taken what they've learned from Music Machine to go into their lives? Have they talked to you about what they have come back with and they've gone into their adult lives?
Yeah, and there have been a lot of adults from our program who have gone into musical careers. I mean, we have people with CDs out and this sort of thing. Most of them not, but they remember what a positive influence their relationships were and their time together was. And now many of those alum have their own children on stage. So to me, that is a perfect testament. If I had a positive experience in something I did when I was 10, I would want my own 10-year-old to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And they see this connection, and it's really neat to see that come back alive as they are getting reacquainted in the alumni number.
Now, Abby, you are 14 years old.
Yes.
And you plan to continue doing this or not?
I would really love to. I'm sad because I didn't join it earlier. Like, you can join when you're 6. I wish I had known about it when I was 6 years old. That would help my confidence a lot when I was younger. And then that would help me grow as a musician and as a dancer, I guess.
Well, you have 4 more years to be involved.
Yeah, I do, and I'm going to do all of them.
Which brings me to a thought. Do the older kids, do they ever choreograph pieces themselves?
Yes. A lot of times as they age out of the program, they then go on to teach a number in Dance Machine, choreograph a number. Several of people have done that. And in fact, our director this year, Carly Campbell, who's my daughter, grew up in the Music Machine. She is the director of Dance Machine this year and doing a lot of that choreography along with Jesse Embley and Stephen Grantier and Jack Clouchy.
You know, one of the best ways to learn how to direct and choreograph is to just watch. I know Ron Howard, the great actor,
yes,
director.
Mm-hmm.
His secret to become a great director was he watched as Opie. You know, he watched as in Andy Griffith's show. Abby, are you watching people around you? Do you want to become a choreographer? Not a choreographer, not dance, but maybe a music director or actor?
I think that would be really fun. As I'm a freshman in high school this year, so I would love to do the music program there because I'm also in the band. I play French horn and I'm in the choir as well. So like so much music around me has helped me find who I really am. So that kind of like thing that makes someone comfortable, like some people it's art, some people it's dancing. The music is what I love to do. So someone needs something to do. And if it's music, it's great. But if it's not, then that's fine.
I imagine your singing training also feeds into your instrument playing.
Yeah.
And both back and forth.
I actually started playing piano first, and then I learned everything else after that. So piano really helped whatever I do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, sure it does.
Yeah.
Well, Janet, we have about a minute left. Plans for next year, are they already in the works?
Well, we always plan our dates, which are around the same time each year, because that's when we can get the Discovery Theater. And we are a 6-week program, so we already know we'll be starting again the end of June next year and hoping to have another fabulous group. And looking forward to great crowds at our show this summer.
And some of the classes you've been teaching this year, go through some of the classes you've had.
Well, we have had, we do a lot of different genres in the dance program. You know, we have some that's very musical theater, like we're doing a number from Annie. But then we also have hip-hop, and we have jazz and kind of modern feeling. And then in Music Machine, it's pretty standard what you would think of as Broadway material. Mm-hmm. Although I do some things based on a theme. And we close with a giant parade number that features everyone in costume, including clowns with the big fat pants and pies in the face. And, you know, a lot of colorful action activity. If you like to watch energetic kids, it's the place to see them.
Well, this is great. I want to thank my guests, Janet Carr Campbell and Abby Webster from The Music Machine, performing this August 3rd through the 6th. At the Discovery Theater. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been Stage Talk. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Until next time, this is KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.